This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Parents at Evergreen High School raised concerns about the lack of security on campus less than 24 hours before a student opened fire there last week. CPR's Haley May has more.
Parent Teacher Student Association President Cindy Majika says the night before the shooting, the principal explained why the school still did not have a full-time student resource officer despite the assigned deputy being on medical leave for nearly a year.
The reasoning that she was given is that the board has deprioritized the Mountain community of funding for SROs because they consider us to be less crime and less probability of incident.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office decides which of their 14 SROs go to what schools. CPR News has requested the communication sent to principals of both Evergreen Middle and High Schools explaining the availability of the officers. Haley May, CPR News.
The federal government says it will combine its wildland firefighting operations into a new agency. It's called the U.S. Wildland Fire Service, and it may begin operating in January 2026. Right now, the Interior Department and the U.S. Department of Agriculture split responsibility for handling wildfires. The Trump administration has called this system, quote, outdated and fragmented. It's unclear how the new service will operate or how much funding it will receive from Congress. Agencies like the Bureau of Land Management and the National Park Service have until the end of next month to come up with a plan to combine their wildfire programs. Isolated showers and storms possible in Grand Junction through this evening. This is CPR News.